It's time for your bad customer service moment. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we do. It's a public service here. And how to handle situations where, you know, you're put in an uncompromising situation. And right. You just sometimes just want to go left on people, but probably it's not best to do. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. This is Raven from That Town.
Yes, ma'am. What, give me that bad customer service moment.
Okay, so I went to a famous barbecue restaurant, like the only chain, huge chain barbecue restaurant.
Uh-huh.
They were actually correcting my order from the last time where I had a bad customer service issue. So this time I dined in, and I said, okay, so as long as I get good customer service this time, I'll go ahead and tip them because, mind you, I was not paying for this food. The waiter came to me at the end of the meal and said, well, you know the manager's taking care of your order, so, but that doesn't mean it's taking care of me. I wrote on his, could you believe he had the numbers? I wrote, next time don't ask for a tip, and that's what I gave him. But I was fully prepared to give him like a $15 tip on a $50 bill.
Oh,
that's hilarious. I got you. Thank you for that. Bad customer service moment. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Rest.
Hi.
My bad customer service story begins when I was going to pay my bill at Time Warner. I presented my debit card to Time Warner to go ahead and pay my bill. The lady swiped it. She says, oh, it says decline. Now, me, I know myself. My check just got deposited in the bank, so I know I had money to pay my bill. She looks at me and says, are you sure you got money in your account?
Oh, now that's rude.
I showed her a gas receipt and said, Miss, I just filled my tank up with gas and said, yes, I do have money in my account. Matter of fact, can I speak with your supervisor because I don't understand what's going on? She looked me dead in my face and said, okay, you got to wait. Go to the back of the line. I said, oh, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
I'm
but you know what they do, though?
New York, and I would have pulled up behind the counter, but I didn't tell her.
But you know what they do? They have this little code. It's like code 77, code 77. You don't know what that is. Another black person asking for the manager.
Oh, wow.
Because that's what we do. We ask for the manager in a minute.
Yeah, we will.
Man, this salt is too salty.
Hey.
Where's your manager?
But you know what? Not trying to be rude says is every customer service center located overseas, and they get frustrated when you can't understand them. You know what I do? I'll say, because it's not my fault. I'll say, can I please speak with someone who speaks English?
Oh.
I do it.
They're speaking English. You just don't understand them.
No, I do it. I do it. And
English
guess what?
With an accent.
Guess what they'll do?
What?
They'll put somebody on the phone that can speak English.
Okay.
You know, I was going to say that it speaks worse.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
That was somebody tripping.
No, he'd be good. Good morning. Hello.
What does that mean, Freitas? I'm confused. Like
good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Alex from Indianapolis. I went to the McDonald's on Meridian, and China and Tori took care of me with their lazy behind.
Uh-oh.
I got there. I was the only person in line, mind you, and this is one of our busiest McDonald's. I was the only person in line. They asked me to pull up, which I politely did that. That's not a problem. I pulled up. I saw about four cars drive off with their order. I saw about two people walk out of the store with their order. At this point in time, I went in, and the lady was super rude. She was like, can I help you? Literally, with the attitude already. And I was like, you know what? I'm waiting on the order that I've been waiting on for about a good 10 to 15 minutes now. She goes, okay. She turns around, says something to the other girl. They laugh. And I still don't get my order. I'm still sitting there for about 5 minutes. So at this point in time, I said, can I see the manager? She said, yeah, our manager's Mo. I said, well, bring Mo up to the front because I need my money back. To where I was, and this is how mad I was because I remember everybody's name. So the McDonald's of Meridian, Indianapolis, do not know.
No, not everybody.
That was just them. That was just those girls.
That's those girls. Do not.
They're
not
always like that.
They don't own it.
They don't.
They don't own it.
You got to talk to the manager.
I
got to tell
you something. And we're not saying it because McDonald's has been a proud sponsor of ours for years.
That's right. We love McDonald's.
But we love McDonald's.
But what you need to do is call them and let them know about the customer service that you got. And McDonald's will handle that.
Seriously.
They don't play. They don't play.
Don't do it while you're there. Just now that you're calling us, call them and say, you know what? I got some bad customer service there.
Yeah. And next time you go, you won't see them. Just keep it real. I've been
can I say
that
something
before.
Honestly, though? Yeah. I've never had bad service at McDonald's.
Yeah, bye.
Or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Oh,
never at Chick-fil-A.
But you get a few bad apples and make the whole company look. Nah, that's not fair to do.
I'm shocked no one brought up the DMV yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all day.
Motor vehicles. Now, see, they know me down there now.
They know better.
Which one you got to? I'm trying to go to the one you're going to.
Hey, how you doing?
I got to get TJ. TJ got to get their driving test.
I walk up to him. What line am I supposed to stand in? Hand me your paperwork.
I got
your paperwork.
Russ.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, no, I just want to make a comment because I've been working in customer service for about 7 years now since I graduated high school all the way through college. Some customers you really just can't work with. So sometimes the customers approach me the wrong way. But in hindsight, because of the work that I do, when I call to get services for the things that I purchased, there was the Social Security Administration. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes. And I called. I mean, I had someone who died. We're trying to deal with stuff. But the women there are just really uptight. They put you down on hold for about 10 minutes.
Right.
They don't want to file your claims or anything properly. Whenever you give them what they need.
Yeah. And then they bring out their supervisor, Mr. Red. And his last name is Tape.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
Red
oh, no.
Tape.
Oh, no. No, oh, they yeah. don't. They hang up. They don't even do all that. They just hang up on you.
Oh, I hate that. I sat on a line with like a TV carrier. And once they start getting confusing, they get confused as to what you want and what you need.
Exactly.
The phone gets hung up
exactly.
on.
You know what else? I'm going to say it right now. You remember that cable company somebody called about?
Yeah.
And they put it on. You remember it was on TV?
Yep.
I have never called a cable company and gotten. I'm like, I can't just pay.
Now you can play them against each other now.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. This is Neil from D.C.
Yes. Bad customer service moment, please.
I don't really have it, but my wife, she's on the phone with these people every day, but I know we eat from free Red Lobster, free Fridays, free everything.
What?
I missed it.
He said his wife is on the phone with the people all the time getting free food, right? Free right. Friday, free Red Lobster.
Right.
How's that bad service?
Yeah, that sounds like good service to me. All right. Thanks,
okay.
TJ.
TJ.
I think what they were saying was these places giving them bad service, so they get free food from them.
Oh.
Okay.
And you be walking in with your own rodents and stuff.
Oh, my God.